It's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. On this broadcast, as we do every morning, we visit many corners of the world. And more often than not, we consider freedom, the cost of freedom, the fight for freedom, the choices we make with the freedoms we have. We recognize how all of our dots connect across the planet. And this morning, we visit a nation at a turning point. Finland has sworn into office earlier this month a new president who said the Nordic country is facing a new era after becoming a new member of NATO. We are pleased to welcome to this broadcast the United States Ambassador to Finland, Douglas Hickey, and we're pleased to remind our listeners that Ambassador Hickey and his family, when they're not in Helsinki, call Idaho home, Sun Valley in particular. Much to talk about, but first, joining us live from Helsinki is Ambassador Douglas Hickey. Ambassador, hello.
Well, good morning. Good morning to you. I'm thrilled to be with you here today and talk to my friends back in Idaho. I miss you all.
We should note that there is a 9-hour time difference. It's already well into the afternoon in Finland. Ambassador, I have to ask you about that experience of being in Finland. Here we are in March. It's a time of transition. But what is it like there? We hear that winters are a bit longer, but then we hear about the midnight sun in the summer. What has that been like?
Well, it's spectacular. The having spent so much time in Sun Valley, I'm used to a lot of snow. I'm used to spring showing up late, which it does in Sun Valley. I can remember it, having a Memorial Day party in Sun Valley, and one day we were swimming in our pond, and then the next day we got 6 inches of snow. So Finland is very similar to what we see in Sun Valley, for sure.
Ambassador, could you speak to the ever-increasing importance of our relationship with Finland? These are, to put it mildly, very interesting times.
Yeah, definitely. When I took this position, I had actually talked to John Kerry about it, and this was well before the invasion, the Russian invasion into Ukraine. And he said, all you need to know is Russia, the Arctic environment, and NATO. And again, this was well before the invasion and well before Finland even had considered to join NATO. So it's been a really interesting time for us here and a very productive time. The relationship that exists between Finland and the United States, the bilateral relationship, I don't think it would be stronger, quite frankly, and not just from a NATO or military perspective, but if you look at the technologies that are being developed here on quantum, on secure wireless networks, environmental technologies, it's pretty extraordinary. So the kind of relationship we have here at virtually all levels is really extraordinary and continuing to grow.
Ambassador, could you remind us, I think it would be appropriate for our listeners to remember that Finland has NATO's longest land border with Russia.
It's really pretty amazing. I've had the opportunity to visit the border on a couple different occasions since I've been here, and it's just striking how long it is. And the Finns do a extraordinarily good job of managing the border. But things have changed. You know, before the invasion, there were a number of Russians that came into Finland. There were a bunch of Finns that were going into Russia to visit in St. Petersburg and other places. So there was a fair amount of transit that took place on both sides and very positive, quite frankly.
Yeah, an 800-mile border. Here we are half a world away. It's difficult to, I don't know, comprehend how personal this must be. How do you best describe that delicate balance that the Finnish people live with every day?
Yeah, it's amazing from an American perspective to think about it, because a lot of my American friends say, you know, are the Finns afraid? I tell them, I don't think the Finns have fear in their DNA. Mm. And the reason I say that is the Finns have had a relatively contentious relationship with Russia for a long time. And even during peacetime, the Finns have built up their defense forces. So to give you an example, every male in Finland is required to serve in the military. And that's something they all take in a very prideful way. Now, many more women are serving as well on a volunteer basis. And in the Finns, when other countries were taking what was called at the time the peace dividend, the Finns continued to invest in their military infrastructure. So they have a purpose-built navy for the Baltic. Our navy is really a blue ocean kind of navy. They just ordered F-35s from the United States. Those F-35s will make Finland one of the most advanced air forces in all of Europe, if not the world. And the Finns have more available soldiers than Italy, France, and Germany combined. So if you look, and that's with a country of 6 million people, think about that. So it's really pretty extraordinary that the Finns have built up a defense mechanism for years and years. And they're not an offensive nation, they're a defensive nation. They want people to understand that they're going to secure their border and secure their democracy, and they do it in a very serious and thoughtful way.
Ambassador, let's talk about Idaho. You have lived and worked all over the world, but you made a decision in the, I think, was it the early 2000s, to work and to live here. Can I assume that you do miss Sun Valley and Idaho?
I love Idaho, and I've traveled all over the state and hiked all over the state and skied all over the state and biked all over the state. So I love it. And it's great for my family and for my kids. So I feel blessed that we live there, and it happened by accident. I was in San Francisco. I ran a venture firm there, and one of my partners had a house in Sun Valley, and he said, "Hey, come on up." This was, I think, in 99 or 2000. And we flew up to Sun Valley, and I think we had like 6 feet of snow. I've never seen such great snow. And within 2 weeks, I bought a house in Sun Valley. So yeah, I love it. I love going back, whether it's winter or summer. It's really an extraordinary place.
Okay, so we know now that you miss the fresh powder. Can I also assume that you miss a burger at Grumpy's, evenings at the Limelight, all of those things too?
Well, you mentioned Grumpy's. I mean, that's my go-to place in Sun Valley,
Okay.
winter or summer. I was looking in my tray the other day where I keep cufflinks and a couple other things, and I actually had some Grumpy dollars that were there. So yeah, I love Grumpy's, and I've met some just amazing people from literally all over the world in Grumpy's.
What an important time to solidify our commitment to Finland. This must be quite heady for you. Do you ever take a moment to breathe and think about these are very historic times for the people of Finland and for our relationship? And then there you are, right there.
Yeah, and believe me, I think about it often, but I have to tell you couldn't have better partners than the Finns. And you mentioned that there's a new president that was just sworn in the other day, and the previous president, President Niinistö, was in office for 12 years. We had an extraordinarily good relationship with him. The new president, Alex Stubb, is world class, and we could not be more honored to be working with him. So we really feel like we have great, great partners. We're lucky to have them as much as I think they feel like they're lucky to have us. And so that relationship is incredibly strong. But I don't minimize the era that we live in for sure. These are very interesting and in sometimes very dangerous times. So we need to be really mindful of that and make sure that we have strong partnerships around the world, and there isn't a better one than Finland.
Douglas Hickey is our United States Ambassador to Finland, and he joined us this morning from Helsinki. Ambassador, to your family, be safe, be well. Thank you for your service every day, and we are so grateful for you to give us some time this morning.
Great. Thank you, George. I really enjoyed it. Be well.